Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Always keep in mind.
our Facebook page.
I do not need to hear a double voice, so cut it off and you won't hear it. That's how you do that, Zelda.
All right. Where was I? YouTube and Facebook, Higher Learning TV Show. And please subscribe while you're there.
Thank you for Deborah says, you are so very welcome. Thank you for all your diligent work. Thank you for your diligent work. Because this is a team effort. I can't do it alone. I need help. As much as I want to be in control. Don't tell Tony I said that. I need help. These people need help. If we need help, they need help. So thank you for being a leader. Naima says, the sound went out. I can't hear your voice. I hope you can hear me now, so please let me know. It's okay now. Thank you. All right, I called back in. So thank you so very much. Oh, I was talking about our homeless project. If you have not been to our, my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, you will get a chance to see it. I'm going to pull it up here for it and show it to you today. Where did it go? Excuse me. There it is. No, that's not what I want to show you. I'll bring that back later. I want to show you our YouTube page because you need to see the work that we're talking about. Why do I do this? Because it is my assignment. The Creator put it in my heart, and I got to follow through. It's real simple, because I don't want the repercussions of not following through. Not that I didn't want to follow through, but this is just my task, and I accept the task. Just like you get homework and you accept homework, I accept my homework assignment, and this is my homework assignment, to be of service. To be of service to someone in need. And we have that option available to us. We sometimes forget that we are not here on our own accord. We were put here for a reason, and that reason, excuse me, is something only you know and the Creator. So I went to our Instagram page, and I pull it up here, and you can see it. This was our last donation last week. So you can always go to hln.homeless.project and see the work that we are doing. And do I have the... Oh, I don't have the... Well, I didn't get a chance to go first. Okay, anyway, don't want to spend a whole lot of time on it. You can go there yourself. So you can go there and see that yourself. But I just wanted to show you that, okay? So you can go there yourself and see it. It's an Instagram page. It's HLN.
We got some goodies for our people.
Yes, we do have some goodies for our people. It's HLN.homeless.project. And if you can find it in your heart to do what Move Around with Deborah did, then we would greatly appreciate those tax-deductible donations. And these are some of the T-shirts that we have, too. To help. These are the T-shirts, Meditate to Activate T-shirts, but I want to show you the other T-shirts that we have for our staff. They come in, and I got to send Deborah one of these, too. Let me pull it out, get rid of that so you can see it. But those are the, I'll bring those back up later. But these are the T-shirts. Purple. Isn't that cute? Higher Living, Higher Learning. Higher Living, Loving, and Learning. And that's the back, HLN TV show. So, Deborah, send me your size, and I'll get you one. Okay? So, and that's what you get when you donate. Tax-deductible donation for the homeless. And if your Creator put it in your heart to be of service to the homeless, then please do, because somebody somewhere needs to keep warm. And because of Deborah, moving around with Deborah, somebody slept good last night, and they're going to sleep good tomorrow night. And possibly the next night, too. But we need butane. Butane is expensive, and it keeps coming. So, yeah, please. And thank you for sending in those donations. And this is the hot cocoa that we get. If you go to my blog, you'll see the information. Kind of scroll down, so I'll post it at the top again. But this is the hot cocoa. It is so good. And give it to them as opposed to coffee or sometimes tea. But you know I'm a tea drinker, so I just had to share that with you. And also, our next Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest is coming up not this Saturday, but October 29th, which is the same day of the homegoing celebration of Deborah Smith, my BFF, who passed September 17th. So her homegoing is that day, and also that is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And if you go to higherlearningnetwork.org, you will get a chance to see that. And I'm going to pull it up here just a second here. And our last month's winner was, I think it was from Atlanta. His name was Ali Keel. And as you can see, that's December. I'm just scrolling down. But this is for October. The next one is Saturday, October 29th. And I know you know some children, 13 to 19, have them send in a one-minute video clip via a YouTube channel. We do not accept MOV files and all that other stuff. You have got to send in a one-minute clip and send that to higherlearningnetwork.org. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Send that to hlntvshow@gmail.com. If they're 13, between 13 and 18, they can send that in to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And that is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, 920. Actually, it's 929, so let me take that off the screen. So I just wanted to share that with you. So I encourage you to support the Teen Talent Contest. And as we move along, there is, you know, traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com, but today there is no traffic because guess what? Well, there is traffic, but it's a hot mess, as it always is, because people are leaving from the marathon. And this is what it sounds like on the Dan Ryan, on the Kennedy, on the Eisenhower. It is a hot mess out there. I don't care which way you're going or coming. People are leaving the business. Travelers are mixed with the regular folks who are just, you know, the marathon runners. And they're all headed out to O'Hare this morning. You better off walking or catching the train because it's a hot mess. It's an hour in either direction. It's jammed at Harlem at the Ohio Feeder. Outbound, it's almost an hour, and inbound is jammed from Cumberland to Division. I mean, jammed. You may as well get outside, sit outside the car and have a cup of tea or coffee or whatever you drink, because it's a hot mess. It's an hour in each direction, almost an hour. Inbound on the Edens, pretty much the same. On all the expressways, is 40 minutes, 31 minutes on the outbound. On the Eisenhower, it's 44 minutes inbound and 31 out. On the Stevenson, it's 49 minutes in and 34 out. On the Dan Ryan, your usual delays from 95th to downtown, it is 21 minutes inbound and 15 on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford, it's 13 in both directions. And Lakeshore Drive, DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 12 minutes in and 9 minutes out. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you're headed out and about today, we have 71 degrees expected. I look forward to it because I got to take a walk today. And in the 50s tonight, completely little chilly, but 75 tomorrow. Yes, it's going to be nice, windy throughout the week. Shut up, Tony. Remember to set those DVRs, Tuesday to 6, Wednesdays at 1, or until 19. Can I see that T-shirt you got on? What does this say? Is that a Be It With T-shirt? Come on here so people can see that T-shirt. Y'all know I'm a Be It With addict, right? My baby got on it. I ain't never seen this. Hearts, diamonds, spades. What a clue. I know they on here somewhere, but can y'all see this crazy T-shirt? Where you been hiding that T-shirt? I ain't never seen that one. Okay.
I had it for 4 years the first time I put it on.
Oh, okay. You're one of those. You save them, huh? Okay. All righty. Well, I'll be sure and go around and look through your closet to see if I can find me a T-shirt. I do that sometime. I digress. What can I say? So, if you are one of those people who have a tendency to eat a little bit too much, that would be me. Sometimes you, I know I'm not alone. You may develop some habits that, all that munching and crunching, you wind up with some kind of illness inside your body, like diabetes. Mm-hmm. Go to diabeticdonut.com and download the free PDF on what I drink every morning. Apple beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, turmeric. Gets rid of diabetes. It don't taste good, but it's good for the body. So drink it anyway. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I just wanted to share that with you. And please share it with somebody else, because we all know somebody who's a diabetic. I just know we know. And if they're not a diabetic, they will soon be, because everything they tell us to eat is not. No. Okay. I just thought I'd share that with you. It is 7:19. Do you know what that means? You know what that means, Tony? It's time for your Monday morning mindfulness word of the day. And that is taken from Mike House. Who is Mike House? Mike House is the young man who sends me a motivational minute, I like to call it. And today, if I can find it, of course I can't find it today because I'm looking for it. And I always have, that's not the one. There it is. Love always wins. Monday, October 10th. You know love always wins, so let's put a little love in the air. So love is more than a sentiment. It is a need. A thirst that cannot be overpowered. Love can bring joy, peace, purpose, and happiness into our lives. Love is the fulfillment of universal law. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. See with the eyes of love. Understand that love is the principal energy in life. We need not look for this love. It is within us at all times. It is love of God. God's love is creative and inspirational. God's love moves through us and is the very essence of our being. God's love moves through our relationships, our finances, and our healing. God's love is perfect. I see love in its unlimitedness. I experience love in different ways. I know that love is all around us, and I am aware that the love of God conquers all things. Thank you, zeal in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within. And so it is. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of thee is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And that's your inspirational moment this morning on Monday Morning Mindfulness, sent from Mike House. I almost said Mike Love. Mike Love, my old partner from WGCI back in the day. Mike Love, cool dude. And there's some things I could tell you, but I'd have to hurt you, so I can't tell you. Okay? No, I'm just kidding. Well, one of our colleagues did write a book. I can't even remember his name. Mark or something. Ooh, he told all the secrets. Some things I'm just going to keep to myself. Okay? But what I do want to share with you this morning is something that I saw that will make a difference, will put a smile on your face. And that smile will come shortly afterwards. How about that? But right now, we're going to do Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Okay, are you ready? Are you sitting up straight? Feet flat on the floor? Nothing in your mind, nothing in your heart, but that of love. And I want you to pay close attention to what I'm about to share with you, because I want to share this with you, because if you don't have a vision board, it's time to get one, and this is why. And I'm going to share this video with you, but I'm only going to share part of it with you because I want you to go and see it for yourself. Can you do that? Okay, here we go. Oh, nope, that's the wrong one. Settings, they changed some of the settings in here, and it's just got me a little discombobulated, but I'm going to share it here with you. There's the vision board. What the fashion designers know that you don't know. So I want you to check out this video. I'm going to show a quick minute of it. And where did it go to? The vision board. There it is. And then you can tell me what you think. How about that?
Write your declaration and your decree, but make your vision board. What do you want to see in your life?
Yeah.
What is it that you need to see? The vision. A vision board. Cut out the things that you want to see and put it on a board. Put it on your wall so you'll look up to what you believe in.
Yes.
You all get that?
I already exist.
Yes.
I am this. I have this. I have achieved this. I've created this. I am.
Get your vision board. If you don't do anything else today, do that. And that's from Baba Kwame Sunnoys. I need to know I need to go update mine too. And put these t-shirts on your vision board because these t-shirts are affirmations to remind you of your greatness. So every time you look at your, take a picture on your cell phone, take, post that because you're posting positivity. And there's a ton of them on there.
Right.
They're all tagged to highlearningnetwork.org. Yes, go ahead, Baba Kwame.
And then you can go back and see that, hear the rest of it yourself. It's powerful. I've never heard anything like it, so I just had to share that with you. But you can go back and see it. It's on our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show, and it's entitled Vision Board Secrets Only the Rich Know. Well, now you know, so you can share that. So let us begin our breathing exercise this morning and just, excuse me, prepare to be enlightened, because your breath is your first line of defense. So we're going to do a little breathing this morning very briefly. And you simply close your eyes, sit up straight, or if you're lying down in the bed, just relax your body. And simply close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelid. And we'll begin the practice, okay? Closing your eyes, giving thanks for the power of the breath. As we breathe in, hold it to the count of five, and exhale through the mouth. Breathing in through the nose, inhale deeply to the count of five. Filling up that chest, hold it for 5 seconds, and blow it out through the mouth. Once more, inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And as you're breathing in and breathing out, you're not looking at me. You're looking at your eyelids, and you're focusing on the breath. Every breath that you take is connecting you to the I am, to the consciousness, to the power that is within you that you don't know that you have. And they're not going to teach this to you in any school of thought because they don't want you to know how powerful you are. Well, I'm here to tell you that there's a power latent in you. It has been there since birth, and you didn't know it, so now you know it. You know what to do with it, right? Right. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And this time as we breathe in, bring those arms up. Hold it. And exhale. Inhale once more. Filling up that chest cavity. And exhale. Inhale deeply. And this time as you inhale, turn to the side and squeeze those inner organs and feel that stretch in the body. The body loves movement, so let's give it some movement this morning as we exhale. Inhale once more. Hold it. Turn to the side and exhale. And by this time, you should be really feeling good. You should feel the energy that is flowing in and out and through and around your body. As you inhale once more, take these two fingers and this thumb and knead the back of that neck. Just squeeze on that vagus nerve in the back of the neck. The vagus nerves run throughout the body. And it is a healing nerve. It is a nerve that is connected to the spine, the spleen, and all the other organs that will keep you healthy, and you want to nourish it. You want to send it some love. So rub it. Take these two fingers and massage the back of the neck, because the vagus nerve, that's the easiest place where you can get a hold to it. Well, there are many others, but this is the one that I'm choosing. So inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Ooh, that feels so good. I feel the tension release all around here. So let's bring it up one more time. Inhale deeply. Bring that energy up to the top of the head. Hold it. And as you exhale, let the energy of the breath flow down through the shoulders as you stretch and stretch and stretch and inhale deeply. And as you exhale, bring that energy down throughout the solar plexus and the sides and the stomach and the hip and the backs as we continue to breathe in and breathe out. Doing a little motion here because the body in motion stays in motion. As we inhale deeply, hold it. And as we exhale, sending more love, light, and energy down through the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, rub those glorious knees. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arch and the instep and the toes. Feel free to wiggle those toes. Sending love, light, and energy through the feet. Back up through the feet. Inhale deeply. Bring that energy back up through the ankles and the arches and the legs. And the knees and the thighs and the hips as we continue to breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. As we continue to breathe in, inhale deeply. Bringing that energy back up through the solar plexus and the shoulders and the arms as we relax and stretch and give thanks for the power of the breath as we exhale and as we inhale. Bringing that energy back up through the face, the chin, the forehead, and the top of the head. And we give thanks that we are not one of the people who cannot breathe on their own, because you are one of the ones who can. What a blessing to be a breath, to have breath. Because when you no longer have breath, you are no longer here. It's time for you to move on to somewhere else. But as we inhale, we take our long, last, deep inhale deeply. Hold it. And turn the head to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck. You can blow it out. Inhale deeply. And turn your head to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of your neck. And exhale. And bring the forehead face back. Inhale once more. Giving thanks that we are always at the right place at the right time using the right words. And the right words for today are I am. Remember the inspiration I just read to you about love? I am love. Yes, I am. So say that out loud so you can attract that energy to you all day. You will attract loving experiences. Your breath is your first line of defense. We give thanks for the breath that come, the directions that come from the brain, and send love, light, and energy throughout the heart, liver, lungs, spleen, spine, and all the muscles, ligaments, and tendons of the body that help us move, think, and have our being on the planet. We are most grateful. And we are here to breathe in and to breathe out. And as I share with you this morning, the affirmations for the day is to breathe in and to breathe out. So let's say these, affirmations together. As we inhale deeply, we inhale affirmations. And exhale negative self-talk. We inhale self-love. And exhale anything that is not love. Once more, we inhale the genius that is within us. Inhaling the genius, oh yes, I am. And we exhale doubt. Once more, let's inhale affirmations of love and exhale doubt. And that is why we meditate, to activate. They don't want you to know that this is something that you can do on a daily basis, because you need to know that you have the power within. And it is that power that will keep you in times of chaos and confusion. If you want something different, you got to do something different. And that difference begins with your mind as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And that's something you can practice on a daily basis. You don't have to have any special apparatus or anything like that. You use the power of your breath, which will calm you down. You see, I don't get frustrated anymore on Monday morning, because things happen. And when they happen, we need to be prepared. So what I'm teaching you, I'm learning too, because this message came through me. I have no PhD here. I have no degrees in any of this, but I have instructions from the Spirit, and the Spirit gives it to me, and I share it with you. So you be sure and share it with someone, and be sure and share this video as we go to a commercial break right here on The Female Solution. And I want to let you know that we are being joined by our executive producer, Naima. With us here this morning to discuss all this good stuff, all these lies we've been told this morning. Mm-hmm. Well, you will be lied to no more, so you stay close and we'll be right back. How about that?
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Tax are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in and out. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
And that is the promo for Dr. Willie Wilson, who is an avid supporter of the Female Solution. He is one of the many businessmen in the city of Chicago who has a heart. Let me take that back. He is the only businessman I know of personally in the city of Chicago that is making a difference in the quality of lives of people everywhere. Because if you were anywhere near any of the gas stations or shopping centers that he was in this past weekend, then you will know that he gave away once again, over $200,000 in gas and groceries for the city of Chicago. Because as he just said, taxes are killing us. And it doesn't matter if you are a renter or a homeowner, you are going to have some issues as it relates to your taxes. So just know that if you are a person who's living in Chicago, you know how high things are here. And I mean, I know it's all over the country, it's everywhere, but just wanted to share that with you because we need a change, folks. We need a change. And as Baba Kwame Sun Horse from Georgia says, we are the change that we're looking for. We are waiting on somebody else to do it, and it's not going to happen. That's not how it works. We have got to be, just like our taxes are going up. I was on the West Side Ministers Coalition monthly meeting. Taxes are going up. Doesn't matter if you're homeowner or not. Everything's going up. So I just wanted to share with you. This is his Facebook page, Dr. Willie Wilson, Dr. Willie Wilson, and you can see all of the places that he went just this past Saturday. He was on the north side, he was on the south side, he was on the west side, he was everywhere. And he just has it in his heart to help people. So I ask you, those who are watching here, to go to his Facebook page, Dr. Willie Wilson. Dr. Willie Wilson. And volunteer, because if you want something different, you got to do something different. Difference is not going to come because you sit here on the computer and watch it. That's not how it works. You have got to get involved. If you don't like the way your neighborhood looks, if you don't like what's happening in your neighborhood, the question is, are you going to stand by and just watch it, or are you going to do something to make it happen, to make something different happen? And just so you know, the voting polls have been closed. Excuse me. Over half of the voting polls have been closed. So you know what that means for you when you get ready to go vote? You get off of work, you're tired. You're probably going to run into some issues because over half of the voting places have been closed. And chances are you don't know where your next polling place is going to be. So you need to know that in advance. So you need to stay informed.
Absolutely. I would certainly urge people to take advantage of early voting, because that way, if you find out where you thought you were supposed to vote isn't the place, you have some time to find that place. Don't wait till last minute. Don't wait till 6:45 on election day.
Right.
And then you get to the polling place and it's, you know, 6:59.
Right.
You find out that's not the right place, and you don't have time to get to where you're supposed to go to vote. You'll be very angry.
Right.
You know, I look at Dr. Willie Wilson and all that he's doing as a philanthropist, and really showing how someone who has the means should have the heart to help, and demonstrating how that's done. And then he's now looking forward to being a public servant as someone who we elect to run a city and kind of set the policy and set a standard for how we should treat people. And then people saying things like, well, we should be voting for somebody who's a philanthropist and you know, why, he's not a politician. And I'm thinking, you're so conditioned to accept leadership from people who abuse you. That's why I'm relationship with a man slaps around, beats her, calls her a bunch of bad names. And then she meets a really nice guy who's always there for her, helps her with her bills and talks to her nicely and, you know, and respects her. And, you know, and then she says, I don't know, he's too nice. And she slaps her around. And you wonder, what's the matter with you? Don't you value yourself enough to have somebody who values you as opposed to somebody who obviously doesn't? Mm-hmm. All of these elected officials who allow people to lay out in the street, in the concrete, in the cold, and will not find a way to open up buildings that could save their lives. And they could do it, but they choose not to. And yet you will keep choosing those same people who don't have a heart for people who are struggling and need help. They would rather jail them than take care of them. And these are the people you keep putting in office, mm-hmm. and someone's showing you what the heart of a leader should look like.
Mm-hmm.
If you care about people, you find ways to help them when you know they need assistance and you have the means to do it and you choose to use your money for that as opposed to something else that's
mm-hmm.
more harmful that would hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
Like prison for being poor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, think about that. How disgusted would you be if you had a friend who kept going back to an abusive relationship when they had an option, but then they just decided, well, I don't know, they're too nice. Well, don't you think you deserve someone who cares about you? Don't you think you deserve that? Or do you feel like maybe you just need a beating? You know, what's inside of you that makes you choose people who don't care about you? They have the money to do these things. They choose not to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. That's all I have to say.
Mm.
Think about your own self-respect.
Mm.
Think about yourself when you have choices, somebody who cares as opposed to somebody who doesn't. I'm not saying any names. You just know you can see how people treat you
mm-hmm.
by what they don't do
mm-hmm.
for you, and they kind of use that to why they won't. So think about that. Do you love yourself enough to put somebody in a position who is a loving person, who shows that they care? Do you love yourself enough?
And if you don't love yourself enough, it's nothing to be embarrassed about, because we have been trained, we have been programmed since birth, since before birth, when we were in the womb of our mothers, we have been programmed, and it is time that we awaken. And how do you do that? You got to get out in nature, baby. I know it's cold in Chicago, but it's not cold everywhere, and even if it is cold, you can go stand outside in some grass for a minute and put your feet in the dirt. You don't have to take your socks off. Just get your feet in some dirt. Get grounded. Because in nature, especially around trees and water, that's where all your answers are. You got all this going on in your head, and you don't know what to do with it. It might be because you haven't taken the time to listen, and you can't listen because you've got a phone in one end, a laptop in another, and a radio in another one, and a TV in another one, and you just can't get away from the electronicness of life to get still in the nature of life, because nature is your nurturer. You got questions. You need answers. Your girlfriend is your girlfriend. Your family is your family. But some things, they just don't know the answers to. And a lot of those answers will come to you if you just go sit in nature and do some deep breathing. And I apologize for not sharing this with you earlier as we were during our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. If you can get out in nature, and you can, you know, if somebody told you you just won a $1 million lottery and you got to be there in an hour to claim that ticket, you'd find a way, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. If you want something different, you got to do something outrageous. That means you have to step outside of your comfort zone and get to nature so you can get some truth in your life, because you've been lied to. You've been bamboozled. We all been bamboozled. We're celebrating Columbus Day today. Today's not Columbus Day. It's Indigenous People Day. Who are the Indigenous people? You. But you don't know that. You don't know that.
There's something I want to share with our listeners from the New York Times. It explains, it says Indigenous Peoples Day explains.
Thank
so
you.
We understand the history of this and why we need to change our thinking about this day. So it says many cities and states are observing the day. Here's some of the history behind it. 1 year after President Biden became the first U.S. president to formally commemorate Indigenous Peoples Day, more than a dozen states recognize some version of the holiday in lieu of Columbus Day. More than 130 cities have adopted the holiday, choosing to heed calls from Indigenous groups and other activists not to celebrate Christopher Columbus, the Italian navigator after whom the holiday is named. They say he brought genocide and colonization to communities that had been in the Americas for thousands of years. Many around the country, however, still celebrate Columbus Day or Italian Heritage Day as a point of pride. Some members of Indigenous communities say recognizing the day, which this year is on Monday, October 10th, does not go far enough. It is not yet a federal holiday, although there are two bills in Congress, one each in the House and Senate, that propose to make it one. Here's more background. What is Indigenous Peoples Day? Typically, on the second Monday of October, Indigenous Peoples Day recognizes the Indigenous communities that have lived in the Americas for thousands of years. It became increasingly popular as a replacement for Columbus Day, which was meant to celebrate the explorer who sailed with a crew from Spain in three ships, the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria, in 1492. In a proclamation for this year's holiday issued on Friday, President Biden said that Indigenous Peoples Day is intended to, quote, honor the sovereignty, resilience, and immense contributions that Native Americans have made to the world, unquote. But he added that we have to do more to lift tribal communities from the shadow of our broken promises, to protect their right to vote, and to help them access other opportunities that their ancestors were long denied. Before the president's initial proclamation last year, many U.S. cities and states were observing Indigenous Peoples Day. Colleges and companies have also increasingly recognized it. South Dakota is believed to be the first state to have officially recognized the day as Native American Day in 1990. Native Americans make up about 9% of the state's population, according to recent census figures. Alaska, Oregon, and Vermont are among the states that also officially established the day as a holiday. Many other states recognize it through proclamations. Cities like Berkeley, California, Seattle, and Minneapolis were also early adopters. Similarly, commemorative days exist under other names around the world. Canada has been recognizing a National Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21st since 1996, and the country honored the first National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on September 30th last year. The government there has apologized in various instances for the suppression and forced assimilation of Indigenous communities. In recent years, statues of Columbus have been taken down in cities around the world, including in Mexico City. Are there closures for the day? The United States Postal Service and post offices will be closed in observance. The United States Postal Service and post offices will be closed in observation of Columbus Day, as will most banks.
Keeping
most
the lie alive.
Still lying, yeah. Most government offices and libraries will be closed. Stores like Walmart and Target and most grocery stores are open. In some cities, trash and recycling collection will be suspended. Trash and composting will be picked up in New York City. How do Indigenous groups feel about the day? Activists in cities such as Denver and Seattle have protested Columbus Day for years and in many cases have fought to gain recognition for Indigenous Peoples Day. Unofficial celebrations of Indigenous cultures have also taken place, including on New York's Randolph Island. The Navajo Nation, the country's largest tribe with about 400,000 people, has long voiced its support for renaming the day. Transforming Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day will encourage young Navajos to have pride in the place and people they come from and the beauty they hold within. Jonathan Nez, the president of the Navajo Nation, said last year in a statement before Mr. Biden's first proclamation. However, some say mere observation of the day doesn't do enough and point out that no American president has explicitly apologized for the country's treatment of Indigenous people. Others call it an important first step. So that gives us the history. So we're actually getting the day off still under Columbus Day because that's the official federal holiday. But there still needs to be some work in making Indigenous Peoples Day the holiday and changing the things we have on our official calendars, taking the Columbus Day title off. I know Italians don't like that, but look, y'all did wrong. You know, mm-hmm. colonization and genocide is not a heroic act. And, you know, they mentioned something about the Truth and Reconciliation Act that I think Canada had. That's kind of really what's needed. You know, just like they did in South Africa, there's a point where you have to admit what was done was wrong and apologize and try to reconcile by doing some actions that in some way you can't really compensate. I mean, even when we talk about reparations, there's not enough money to pay for what happened. But you have to do something that acknowledges the wrong and tries to at least rectify the wrong as best you can. You can't go back and give birth to people you killed. You know, you can't fix that. But just because of the like they said about the Navajo people, they have young people growing up watching still probably old Tarzan, but what's the one that kill up all the people, you know, all the cowboys and Indian movies.
Name one, any of them.
Stuff and, you know, feeling bad about their culture or heritage. I mean, you see all that against the, like, old, like, me TV and stuff, old TV shows. But, I mean, still not really acknowledged as the great people that they are, the ones whose government system really was what inspired this nation to come up with the form of government it has, as opposed to a king like they had over in England.
Mm-hmm.
So they have been acknowledged for all of the contributions that they've made. And that needs to be acknowledged. There needs to be a Truth and Reconciliation format here in America to deal with the hurt, the suffering for all of the people that have been abused. And we know the African people, you know, they don't like us to keep talking about it, but you haven't fixed the problem. First of all, you haven't really acknowledged it.
Right.
And you haven't fixed it, and then you don't want to talk about it when you talk about teaching critical race theory. You don't want to talk, so you don't want to teach about what happened.
Nope.
You don't want to admit you did it. You don't want to say you're sorry. I think there was a Senate proclamation that apologized for slavery,
mm-hmm.
but you still haven't fixed what you created.
Right.
To keep slavery going, which is the prison system.
Right.
The policing system. Right. All of that are vestiges from the slave system.
Right.
So, you know, indigenous people being wiped out, having the land taken and then shoveled off to areas where you can't even grow food, can't live a lifestyle, and then being forced to try to assimilate into this garbage. And what the Native American cultural mindset was all about nature, like you're talking about. This is a very unhealthy, this urban environment is very unhealthy. Physically and emotionally.
Look in your neighborhood. All the grass has been, they put rocks over the grass. You notice that?
Yeah.
I was like, why do you want to cut up the grass? Are you serious? Oh, now we're thinking. They don't want us in nature because nature nurtures.
Can't get oxygen from rocks.
Nope, you can't. I have got to share with you what Baba Kwame Sunhorse shared with me from Asa G. Hilliard on what they are saying about us. So please listen to this just briefly, and then we're going to take a commercial break.
Hundreds of black shoppers, office clerks, and moviegoers, the true captive nation, and the only genuine captives in America, stood watching the captive nation's parade. The wealthiest, the most talented, the most technically trained sons and daughters ever snatched out of Africa stood at attention, lifted their hats, saluted, cheered the determined Greek nationalists, the angry Czech patriots, the proud Hungarian freedom fighters, the outspoken Chinese nationalists. Paradoxically, the black watchers, 20th century mental slaves, munched popcorn, laughed, jived, and cracked jokes while enjoying the pomp and pageantry of the Euro-Asians. Mm. And they're the ones who should have been at the head of these parades instead of just watching.
Mm.
Why are black people in America stagnated into a captive nation of watchers, and observers, oblivious to the character, nature, and deeds of their own traitorous leaders, who at best see the goal of first-class citizenship as the only solution for more than 35 or 30 million black captives.
Now, I'm going to stop it right there because it's 8 o'clock. We've got to take our first commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by our elder, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, because I can see he's on the line. He's the one who sent me this video, this clip, this YouTube clip. And if you want to take a look at it, it's called Asa. I'll put it on my blog, too. It's elderspeech.wordpress.com. But right now, we're going to take a break and send this video to a friend, a bunch of friends, at least 10 people, or text them on your cell phone, tell them you need to tune in and hear the truth about Columbus Day, because the truth is right here. And the truth will do what, Naima? Set you free.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Kusan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Joining us back here on The Female Solution, I am joined by executive producer of The Female Solution, Naima Latif. You know, y'all know I can't sing, so I'm just trying to practice, you know. You know. What can I say? I can't sing, but my heart is in it, so I'll just speak it. How about that? We've got some comments this morning. Grand Rise, hey, happy Indigenous Peoples Day. Thank you, our sister, Vieta Robinson. If you didn't see the show last night, Soul Purpose Healing on Facebook, you got to go see it. It's also on the Blog Talk platform. All the shows are always in the archives, so while you're cleaning, cooking, and doing up, walking, taking a walk, walking it out, whatever you do, you can put your headphones on to listen to that. And our third Saturday host, I should say, Move Around with Deborah, our sponsor for today's show. I don't think we should eliminate Columbus Day, but bring factual awareness of who and what Columbus Day is, along with bringing awareness of Indigenous Peoples Day. Educate, educate, educate. What do you think about that, Naima?
Well, you know, that brings an important question we need to ponder. Because throughout history, things have happened. And depending on who was telling the story, it could be a great act of heroism. I mean, how long have we heard about Napoleon the Great or Alexander the Great? You know, people who conquered people. But what does conquering mean? That means you killed a lot of people. Murdered hordes of people, and your nation then took over another people's land. So as we think about things differently, and we have different standards of what is appropriate human behavior, and we realize that mass murder, which is what war is not something we should be celebrating or encouraging, how do we then retell what happened historically from people who were murderers that we held up as heroes?
Mm.
We don't vilify them because we now no longer are celebrating the act of murder and warfare because we have higher consciousness now. But during the time that these people lived, what they did was considered great, or the people telling the story said it was great.
Mm.
So, and this is part of even as we prepare to offer the peace education class on our new platform we're launching, which is to tell and teach things in the way that
the truth
are focused. To tell the truth.
The truth.
Concept that bad behavior should no longer be celebrated and promoted because we're creating a different human being. So what we teach our children has to conform to those higher standards, which means when we have acts of warfare in which people were killed and people were hurt and damaged and generations were destroyed, we have to tell what happened, not in a way to make people angry and vengeful and hating this race because they were descendants of people who did that to us, but to say, this is what we did in the past. Now that we know better, we're going to do better. And I think we have to find ways of acknowledging what happened without making people feel shame because you didn't know any better. You were in a stage of ignorance. It's like during Europe's Dark Ages when they had all the fights and the battles and the knights fighting each other. All of those in the ignorance. Nobody knew how to wash themselves. Or, you know, they didn't bathe, but maybe once a month. And they had all these diseases. Ignorance. So you had your period of darkness. You had your period of ignorance when you did ignorant things. Now that you know better, you can do better. But acknowledge that you did these things.
Mm-hmm.
Believing that this was the right thing because that's the best you knew. But now that we know better, we are not trying to create new war heroes or take over people's land and kill them and commit mass murder just because we have more efficient ways of killing. We're not doing that anymore. This is the mindset we have to bring forth to the next generation of students. When we talk about Columbus, I agree with Deborah. We should teach what happened, but we should teach it differently than we learned it. You know, everybody knows about the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and the Pilgrims, and this and that and the other, and all the people who came here, new pioneers. I mean, we learned all of that, and we didn't learn it from the perspective of the indigenous people who were invaded and violated. We didn't learn it from their perspective, and we have to teach from the perspective of what happened and the fact that killing people is never right, and the fact that if people want to share their knowledge, then they should share it and not try to forcibly take what people have. And if you wish to expand and spread where you live, you have a right to live anywhere on the earth. The earth belongs to all of us. But if people have been there first, you have to ask permission. And there is a civilized devised protocol that you follow. You don't come in with guns and tanks and bombs and whatever modern weapons we have now, whereas we had swords and everything back then. Well, we're not doing that anymore, and we're not teaching it in history as if it was a good thing to have done. We're just teaching that it was done because we didn't know any better. And that maybe Italian people won't feel good about it because we're not making Christopher Columbus a hero, but we're acknowledging as a human family that we're not celebrating war anymore. We're not making it be something that we applaud anymore, because it is ugly and wrong, and we should be of a higher consciousness of the human family that we don't do that anymore.
We don't have to do that. We have a choice.
We don't have to do that. We can talk to each other.
Thank you.
So, I think it's going to be difficult for people who all they have is maybe they're war heroes and their victories and all that. We ascend from the great warriors. Okay, well, that's fine. Back in that day, that's what people did.
That was then.
Anymore.
This is now.
That's right.
And right now is the time that we have to live in, because we can't live in the past. The past is not helping us at all. I had a comment, and I don't know where I wrote it. Oh, talking about warriors. I'm watching, since you went to Korea and to Asia, I've been watching a lot of Asian videos, and I was watching this video last night on how the U.S., how the government of Taiwan has paid Americans, I don't know how many billions, $2 billion, $4 billion for missiles, war, ammunition, and they have yet to receive it, and they paid it years ago.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So America, so they're sending the money, and it's like everybody's coming to America for ammunition. I was like, we are the biggest suppliers of arms on the planet. Now I see why we are we're regarded as the superpower, because we're killing more people than anybody else on the planet. I digress. 811. Let's go to the phone line. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. They are lit up. Let's go to the phone line. Area code 706-202. I do believe that is Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Baba Kwame, and for sending us that powerful video we just listened to. Thank you so much.
Here. And thank us and grand rising and assalamu alaikum to my sister Naima Latif. You know, honoring this day, and I just sent you a flyer that we did in 1998 on October the 11th, because Baba Hannibal Afrique from Chicago, who used to teach at Finger High School, and he used to write for the Chicago Defender, Charles Harrell. And what he was proclamating, and what he proclamated was that October be considered African Holocaust Month, because that was part of the beginning of the atrocity that went on the continent by those invaders that came and did that. And we pushed that to be recognized as that date for that month. We have February, but we looked at, okay, you're celebrating this person who never made it here to this continent, but he was the instrument, him and Sir Francis Drake, as beginning this, what we call the Maiafa, the African Holocaust. And even UNESCO in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, in 1975, had a conference there, and they brought in all the people that were in the Atlantic slave, all the countries that was in the Atlantic slave trade, and it's documented that they estimated that their lost cargo was over 200 million people. 200 million. That's our Holocaust. We talk about the 6 million. But the people that did not make it to this continent because they wrote off and insured their lost cargo. And for the time of that atrocity, these are the stories that we need to be told, because the massacre that took place in Massachusetts with the Pequot Indians was the celebration of the Thanksgiving. That's why Malcolm said Plymouth Rock landed on us, because they came here in 1620 and we came in 1619. The other part was the Italian, why haven't they made the St. Valentine's Day massacre on what? Valentine's Day, that they massacred all those men down there on the north side of Chicago. See, we pick and choose how we recognize their story, but what is our story? And these are the situations, and that's why Asa was so proud about saying what he said, it is that we're standing here celebrating and shucking and jiving in this parade of other people, and we should have been at the head of that parade because we were the first ones.
Right.
We opened the door for all of these other invaders coming here. And the indigenous people of this land have been dealing with these atrocities since these invasions. And so the massacring of our ancestors has been such an atrocity. But the other religions look at it and say, never again. And to make sure of it, they make sure that their children are initiated or taught that when they leave public schools or their schools and they go to the synagogue, and they're constantly reminded of what these atrocities was done to us by those people that did it. We've got to begin to tell our story. And these are the parts of the scholars that have put together the knowledge and have gone and researched and dug out of the archives. Because all of these brick-and-mortar schools that we call universities and colleges basically have been created by us, because it was through our labor and our giving free labor for them to create wealth, to create institutions of the lie. Library, lie. And what they did is they hid the truth, because half truth is a whole lie.
All right, now.
So we've got to do some real soul searching as to how much are we going to keep what Beata Show was on, ignorance. We ignore the truth, and we have to begin to give ourselves our own truth.
Yes, we do. And I thank you for sharing that truth with me this morning here. I'm pulling it up from my email, and hopefully you can see it. Can I make that a little bit bigger? I'll just read it to you. It's the African Holocaust Memorial Commission presents, and I'll put this on my blog so you can see it too. It's the annual Holocaust Memorial Program. It was Monday, October 12th. At the Center for Inner City Studies. I'll post that on my blog so people can see that, because you can't really see it there on the screen, so people will be able to see it. Wow, I never thought about that, Baba Kwame Sonhos, because that is definitely a way to get people's attention. I never thought about that. Yes, October should be. I agree with that, African Holocaust Month. And that way, when we say Holocaust, see, people get that. They understand the word Holocaust. So we need to use that word.
But we even use the key Swahili word, Maafa, which means Holocaust. And what we have to begin to do is to let them know we know what you've done. And these are your ancestors. See, we've got to get them to own that part. They don't want to own that, because they feel if we own this, then you may one day do what we did to you. That's their fear. That is their fear of why they create the weapons and the military, because they fear what we have done to all indigenous people on this planet. If they were to get into position that we are, would they do this to us?
Ooh. You know, when I was in Korea and they took me to the war memorial museum, and it had all the histories of wars fought because Korea is situated in kind of a strategic location, so both Japan and China have been fighting wars trying to control Korea because of its strategic position between both of those countries. And they've had centuries and centuries of war. But what the museum does is acknowledging the brutality of the war and trying to take over people's land, murdering them, millions of lives lost. And the purpose of the museum is to basically say that statement, never again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what happened. This is what both groups did to us. This is how many people died. And they've got, you know, the names listed of people who died in the wars, soldiers died in the wars. They've got names, and they've just walls full of names of people so you can understand that these were human beings who were killed. And you can really get it, and you can understand the savagery of war. They've got parts of the museum where you can go and see the various kinds of weapons over time, and, you know, the tanks and the swords and the bombs, I mean, all of it. And, you know, we had a chance to really absorb just, you know, thousands of years of killing and to see the devastation and to understand that when children come to this museum, the message that they must get is that we must never do this again.
Mm-hmm.
And as we tell the truth about what happened, I think our challenge is to be able to teach what happened in the context of this will never happen again, and to put it in the context of it being wrong, it's being a sign of barbarism that we don't ever want to reflect or celebrate or encourage or support by any government that proposes that we make war. We need to disarm everywhere, and we need to choose to live at peace as a world. Because this is the history of what we've done to each other, and this is the ugliness that it produced. We have to be able to teach it in such a way that doesn't just make people angry and want to go out and wreak vengeance, because that's not helpful. The people who are here today aren't the ones who did the killing, even though they may be descendants of them, biologically speaking. But our goal can't be to simply create anger, but to create understanding that this is a method of treating other people that is no longer acceptable. We're not going to do it. And when we can teach our children that, then no president of any country can ever decide, okay, well, you know, I want to control this country, so we're gonna get our military and we're gonna go and kill them. No, because the citizens will say, no, we're not doing that. No, yeah, I'm not giving my life or taking a life because of your ego. I'm not doing that. No. And we have to have a code of ethics that each soul decides to follow so that they cannot be forced to kill. What has happened over time, of course, and all the time, armies are our economic means of creating wealth. And so when you join an army, and even now, you know, how many people do we know that got through college because they, you know, got into ROTC or whatever, and that paid their college, paid their training? But then the war broke out, so they actually had to go and fight. They weren't planning on that. They just wanted to
fight.
So we've been doing this where when you don't have anything else, how many people do we know that they couldn't afford to send their children to college, so the children, you know, join the military and they were able to get jobs. So when you pay your soldiers and the idea is, okay, you're going to protect our territory and that's your job, and then rather than protecting from invasion, you become the invader.
Right.
Still, you're getting financial benefits from killing. Well, that has to stop. We have to have a world where we're not at war because we're not trying to invade and take people's things. We have to raise a different human being where we share and we don't go and take without permission and we don't take with force and killing. That has to be our goal. And when we can do that, then we can all live in peace and comfort. But we have to teach it, which means teaching what happened in a way that shows the ugliness of what it was. Not a hero. Oh, Alexander's the great conqueror. Well, okay, what does that mean to be great and conquer? It means how many millions of people did he murder? How is that good? Why are we celebrating that? Whether it's Christopher Columbus or Napoleon or anybody else. Now, we look at Hitler and the horrible things that he did. We see that's horrible. And that's why the Jews talk about the Holocaust. And everybody understands, oh, that's horrible. But every last one of the people who mass murdered their way into power were no better than Hitler. And we need to see all of it as what it is. It ain't about, we're not trying to hurt the Italians' feelings, but look, you cannot have this man be a hero because he murdered people in a most savage way for the queen to bring back wealth from this nation for the queen. So the mentality of conquering cannot be something that we celebrate anymore. So and when we teach children in today's school, the ones that the military weapon industry is hoping to use to make more money by sending them away in war, we need to have them be equipped with the heart to just say no. I will not go. And when they say no, there will be no war. Because old men ain't going to get out here and fight. They want to send the young, strong ones. So the young, strong ones need to have higher ethics where they're not going to go and kill their brothers. Look, I can talk to this person in another nation on my cell phone and you want me to go and take a weapon and kill him? No, I'm not doing that. That's the power of this technology today. We can connect all over the world and become friends and choose to have good relationships and not allow people to make money off of us and send us off to kill somebody. We can choose that, and we can teach that to our children.
Go ahead, Baba Kwame Sunhorse. Excellent point, Naima. Baba Kwame Sunhorse, did we lose you? I think we may have.
No, I was on mute.
Okay.
But what I was saying, and she's very much on point, because even when that part of sitting in that war in Korea, there was an elder who's still alive now. His name is Neely Fuller. Neely Fuller was very instrumental in the ISIS papers. He wrote two different books, the United Independent Commissionatory Codes System Concept, and he wrote the And what he did was is that he sat there in Korea during the Korean War and wrote about what is white supremacy here in America, because he came through it. And he wrote a book describing all the ways in media and the different ways in which they have what we call helpless learning. And the part of this was that he was able to see this by being there in that wartime, writing about what happened to a people of what his ancestors had went through and what we were still going through in the 50s during that wartime. So that's how Francis Cress Wilson took the Cress theory of color confrontation and took what Neely Fuller wrote and combined it and created the ISIS papers. These are the scholars that I'm saying that we have to begin to tell our story. And we look at his story, which is what we celebrate, is his story. These are historical events for him, but the atrocities for other people on the planet. We have to begin to say that no more.
Right.
We recognize and we celebrate and we barbecue and you know, the great speech that Frederick Douglass gave on the 4th of July. We could not celebrate the 4th of July because we were captives.
Thank you.
So
and we celebrated
it. When do we change? That's how you have to change how you see yourself and your descendants. To be able to say I can ascend from what has been given me that it was wrong. I can ascend from what has been given to me that was wrong about my descendants.
Mm. Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia sharing the information this morning, giving you the truth, the real truth, and nothing but the truth. And as you can see here on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, there's a document here that shows the African Holocaust Memorial Commission presenting the annual Holocaust Memorial Program. So, and there's two new seminars. So if you go and see that on my blog, you can share that information. And we see that the phones, are lit up, and we're going to take one quick call before we go to break. Area code 773-960. What's your name? You're live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Koofy James.
Morning, Koofy James.
Good. I'm good. I kind of got personal with this conversation because my father was a Purple Heart of the Vietnam War and came back and had his only son, his only child, which was me. And this is one of the discoveries who I am and why I'm heard all over the world, because I represent myself as a child of a Vietnam survivor. And what I want us to kind of focus on, yes, the past wars were, you know, what they were. But what are the current wars that are going on that we got to put out? What's burning right now?
Okay.
It's in the street. It's in our street. It's with our children.
Yes.
Their minds are full of war. This is the war that we got to focus on put out right now.
Yes.
All the killing and the mean bugging that's going on, that's the war that I want, that ain't nobody getting dirty. I'm in that war right
now.
I'm telling brothers, sure. Come on now, brother. We smart. That's why I tell men who we are, inventors of the world. You know, our woman saying, look at my beautiful baby. I said, girl, a black man gave you a beautiful baby. Oh, I ain't looking out. You know, no, I give my men props because I want us to elevate out this war that we are in right now. I call it WW Petty 3. It's going on right now. So I want y'all to discuss and dial in on that. That's our war that's going on right now in every city in America.
You are absolutely right, Cooper James. Thank you so much for sharing that information. We want to take our last commercial break, and we'll be right back. Stay close. Share this video with somebody because it's about to get interesting.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these voices of enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
And yes, we are on air everywhere, online all the time. And be sure and join us tomorrow morning. You don't want to miss it. And
do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words. We'll create a 30-second radio ad and watch your business increase worldwide.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Too stressed to be blessed. You don't have to be. All you have to do is do a little stress relief right here with us on Monday Morning Mindfulness on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. The show's always in the archives, so you can always go and hear it. But we've only got a few, 20 more minutes? We got to get some more phone calls, Naima. Area code 111. 1111. Grand Rising. Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from? What's your name? Area code 111, going once, going twice. Unmute yourself.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Grand Rising's off.
Grand Rising. Hi, who's this?
I'm great. This is Obadiah. I have a real problem, Zelda. You know, I went through high school and grammar school, and they told us about how wonderful Columbus was, and we celebrated Columbus Day every year because he was such a wonderful Spaniard.
All of that.
I got all of that. If you didn't put that down on the test, you didn't pass it.
Now,
all of a sudden, indigenous, we grow up with John Wayne and the savage Indians running through the thing, blah, 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 and all that.
We thought the Indians were our enemies. They're not.
They still play those movies.
Hey, Tony just found that out. He's like, man, all the time I've been watching these cowboys and Indian movies with my granddad, and I always thought the Indians were the bad people. The Indians were the
get along with this one, Zelda. So then when we get over to this country, the Indians and us are so equal until we blend with them. That's why so many of us have Indian in our Indian blood, because Indians, when we got over here, we were the ones that were in the nature just like the Indians were. So when they started... Yeah, they started blending with us. But now here's the interesting part to me about society. How do you let somebody enslave you 400 years or more? And then you think in order for you to have success, you have to imitate the oppressor. Look at this market in food today. What are you going to buy today? What are you going to eat today? And they control everything you do, including what you watch on TV.
And you are made to... if you don't follow them.
Why are we following the oppressor thinking that that's the way to be successful?
We have been following because we have been programmed since before birth. Our ancestors were programmed. We are programmed. Our children are programmed and will continue to be programmed until we decide to do something different. And today is a good day for that, to begin.
But you know what's bad about that, Zelda? These people,
yes.
Just somebody just got shot in the head sending their car, okay?
Yes.
So what is this self-violence in our neighborhoods where you can't even ride around without somebody shooting somebody?
Mm.
What is the internal problem here? I mean, they talk about wars everywhere else. In my neighborhood, there's a war going on. I might not even go out tonight because if I step out and hear a gun battle, I'm not going nowhere.
Mm.
But this is the type of society we live in.
Yes,
this
it is.
This is supposed to be normal, right?
Yeah. It
you
has
can't
been
even ride the trains
Island
and the buses without people pulling out guns and stabbing folks. Now, it ain't safe to do none of that.
Yeah, it has become
normal. So how is it better if that's the case?
Yeah, that's a question we have to ask ourselves. Thank you so much, Obadiah, for calling and for sharing that comment. As we try to get another call in before we leave, area code 407-701, what's your name, what's your comment, where are you calling from? And thank you for joining us.
Great awakening, my sisters. This is Ziada in Orlando. And
Rising Sid.
I feel like we're celebrating truth with a capital T today, because we have been so immersed in lies most of our lives, and this is a day of true celebration. So thank you, my sisters, for promoting truth and what all the men, all the brothers are saying. We are unified. I'm thinking about this. We're unified in our recognition of what truth is. Just like last night, we talked about truth coming from one soul that is very popular all over the earth. And yet even this morning, I'm reading comments on Facebook of people who don't see that that person is promoting truth. So we have to, in our own mind, in our own heart, we got to know what truth is. And I think this is a day to start recognizing truth about Columbus and all that bullshit. And that we are now in a new place in our mind going forward. And no matter what lies come at us, we can recognize, oh, that's not true, that or what it is. But as long as, to me, we're unified in what truth looks like. So thank you for this day of celebration in truth and light. And then we go forth helping others see this truth. And maybe, we'll have more celebrations. Anyway, have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much, sis. Greatly appreciate that. If you did not hear the show last night on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, it is live. Excuse me. It's in the archives. It was live last night, but it's in the archives. You got to go back and hear because it's all about the truth. That's what we practice here. We perpetrate no fraud here because we know the truth when we hear it. Whether we say it or not, we recognize it, we hear it, and we must adhere to it. Let's try to get another call in here. Area code 671. I'm sorry, 312-671. You're live on The Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your comment as it relates to Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day? Hi, who's this?
Who are we? Don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful with some black power without the violence and the guns. This is Minister Plump, Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago, Illinois, and Grand Rising to everyone here. Yes, it has been a fantastic day hearing, all of the brothers and sisters, everyone that come on the program and had some truth. Now, the first thing, Sister Zelda, is when Brother Baba Kwame started off with half truth ain't nothing, half false and half truth ain't nothing but a whole lie. See, and Brother Kofi, and Brother Obadiah and Sister Bianca, everyone have shared that. And I'm sharing it in the word of God. Thou should not kill. Keep it real. You should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So this is an indigenous holiday that we should celebrate, you know, now and forever. And making a difference is to make a change in our life. To make a difference is to share, because we really, really do care about the truth. And we have to own up to the conditions of our community, and become responsible for those conditions. And we only can live with the truth. And the truth, I want everyone that shared this here, be sure and get in touch with me as a follow-through. And we, you know, we got to have a part two to this, and really a continuous forever, because that's what's going to make a difference in education. See, all of this has been a way of life of education. And the Harold Washington Foundation, one of the major things is that we are a charitable organization, and we are all about educating. And educating our children is the best part of our future, and we must save those children by coming together as a village. It takes a village.
Right, you are absolutely right. We must come together as a village. And until we do that, we will continue to see what's going on the planet, and that is chaos and confusion. But it can stop at the drop of a hat, because it begins with who? You and me. So what are we going to do about it? I love the idea of making October Indigenous, well, not Indigenous. African Holocaust Day. That needs to be done, and that's the beginning of it. The information that's on my blog on ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. It is 8:45. We've only got like 10 minutes here left.
I think I got one more caller. 773-977.
I thought I took that call. 773-977.
Good morning to all. This is Lois in Chicago. God bless you all.
Hi.
You know, it's so good just to be alive and to be on the show and sharing the information from one another. It's a blessing from God, you know. Thank you so much. Anyway, you know, I feel that, you know, this is Columbus holiday, but it's not like it used to be, as our caller said earlier. We used to really look forward to Columbus Day. And now it's just another day. But to me, every day is an African Holocaust Day, whether these white folks want to give it to us or not.
All right.
Now, if we can be smart enough to organize it, you know, the way the white folks do it, then I had to say white folks. That's what I have to call them, so you all understand. And so we're being led by God. I think that's the only one. And if we're going to tell the truth about it, I believe that the truth is, if we all bear arms, we would have less killings. Those children in the schools would not, all of them would not have been killed. If we go out, you know, if we don't do something, we're going to continue this fear of going into the grocery store, getting shot, going into the movie theater, going to church, getting shot, walking out of your door, sitting in your living room, you know. We have to all bear arms. I believe that's the only way. And if we don't, we just have to continue to live the way we are and just keep talking about it. So that's my comment for today. And thank you all so much. I love you all. And this is Lois from Chicago.
Thank you so much for calling, Lois. We greatly appreciate that. Wow. Excellent statement. We have just a few more minutes here to discuss the possibilities of Columbus Day. It is Indigenous Peoples Day, but we have the honor of continuing the conversation, October being African Holocaust Month, because when people of other nationalities hear the word Holocaust, they automatically think in the direction that you want them to go. So to say African Holocaust Month, I think that's an excellent idea.
Well, this is what I think. and I want us all to think about this. If you had, let's say you were raped, and it's a very horrible experience, very traumatic, and it was something that is devastating to you, would you celebrate it every year? Would you say, you know, this is the anniversary of my rape day? Would you say to yourself every year, remember that this happened to you? Would you do that? Now, most people would say, oh, no, that's horrible. So I think we have to realize, whenever you recall something, you bring back the energy of that thing that was traumatized. Is that something you want to do to yourself? It's important that we remember what happened, but also we have the power to create what we want to happen. We have the power to bring forth the energy of victory, of joy, of celebration, not of sorrow, devastation, and trauma. So yes, this happened to us, but the more we recall it, the more we stay in that state of trauma. Just like every year, you would not commemorate the day you were raped.
Thank you.
So we have to find ways of acknowledging what happened and having the goal to move beyond it to the society we want to create, where we're not still holding anger at each other over what we did to each other in the past. We have to choose to build new relationships, and all of us realizing that all of our people have done horrible things to somebody at some point in time. And we have that history to teach us that this is how we don't want to behave in the future. And then we have to build toward that future so that future becomes the present, where we're no longer feeling like everybody has to be armed in order to keep ourselves safe from everybody who's carrying a gun. We have to have a different mindset, so that we're not the enemy of each other. And that starts with what we teach our children. I believe it was Obadiah that brought up what we're seeing in our children. Well, what did we feed them?
Mm-hmm.
So they're giving us back what we fed to them,
mm-hmm.
a steady diet of violence, and celebrating people who killed. Now, this is what they learned in school.
Mm-hmm.
They were learning that people were heroes who did these things. They were seeing on TV the guy who shot up everybody, that was the hero. So they want to feel like they're powerful. And we have the gun sellers who want to make money. Whether America or anybody else is at war or not, they want to have a steady clientele that's buying guns so they keep this urban warfare going because it's profitable. The only way to stop it is if we change the minds and hearts of the people who've been conditioned to perpetrate. And that we have the power to do. So when we, using the platforms that we now have the power to speak to the world. We have to use these platforms to speak to the world and to speak words of peace and to teach peace. I'm so excited we're about to launch the peace education class on our new school, the New Earth Home School Academy, teaching peace education as created by the Global Peace Organization, HWPL. We're teaching parenting with peace to begin to teach the ethics in the home.
Yes,
of cooperation, love, kindness, generosity. Those have to be ethical beliefs that we instill. Just like we've been indoctrinated to hate, to be violent, to be cruel, we have to reprogram, deprogram, and we have to create a different mind and heart in the human being. And we can do this. And when we admit and acknowledge what happened was wrong and hurtful and cruel and not to be celebrated, then we will teach that this is never to happen again. So acknowledging it, the Holocaust, yes, we do need to define it as for what it was. But then we need to not define ourselves as victims, because we'll stay in victimhood. I mean, if every year you commemorate a day you were raped, you're not going to ever be able to get out of that feeling of being a helpless victim. And you're not going to be able to move beyond it emotionally, and you're not going to be able to transcend the feeling that it creates in you of victimhood and anger and hurt and shame and fear, and that's not where we want to be as a people. We have to see ourselves as part of a human family that is going to do glorious things, and we're going to do it together, and we're not going to hate each other. We have to grow to that. So in our celebrations and acknowledging things and our parades and all those things we love to do, we have to find a way to acknowledge the wrong, and maybe we need to have a truth and reconciliation council to help us to address these wrongs once and for all so that we can acknowledge them so that we can heal. Because we have to heal, and we can't heal if we can't acknowledge. And that's what's missing in America, not acknowledging the hurt that's been done. Not to make anybody feel shame and guilt and be despised, but to acknowledge the wrong so that we can make a resolve that we will never commit the wrong again.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. Final comments, Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. And I didn't know that until I just saw that picture of you on my blog with the Holocaust, African Holocaust. It's at zeldaspeech.wordpress.com. You want to leave us some final thoughts, Baba Kwame?
Yes, and Naima is very much correct. And what we're having to do is the change has to be, if there is no enemy within you, your enemy outside of you can't harm you. And this is where we have to begin. This is an inside job. And what we have to begin to do is even to in the womb, we have to create the conception of peace by creating life with a peaceful two human beings, a male and a female. And being able to know how and to be able to look at the four things that are missing in our community today is that we have to first have value. How do we value who we are as human beings? Then the other part of it is morally. Are we morally correct in how we treat each other? Respect. How do we respect each other? And ethics. How do we become ethically correct in being a village or a community or a neighborhood or the just being world peace? Because it has to be a global. I spoke on last night and saying that we are in a different part of our Milky Way galaxy that we haven't been in 26,000 years. There is a new energy that we are conceiving consciously, constantly, each day that we rise and each day when we lay down. It is constantly bringing new energy of change. And how do we use this energy to bring ourselves into wholeness and fullness as human beings? This is what the conceiving thing that we need to be doing. We know what's wrong. Let's what is going to be right. We know that we've been given learned helplessness. Now, how can we become self-sufficient human beings?
That is a great question, and only we can answer that. And I do believe that those answers lie within as a community, and that's what we really have to focus on. So Columbus Day is really Indigenous People Day, and I thank you for all the Indigenous people who joined us this morning on The Female Solution as I play the ending, but stay close. Got a few minutes extra.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion.
And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, merci. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakor. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
On the Female Solution today, I do appreciate all of the calls and the texts and the reminders to play the T-shirt commercial. I got it. Thank you very much. For those who are interested in continuing to help the people in Tent City here in Chicago, if you go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, you will see all of these T-shirts there, and they say $49. And they say that because that is what we're asking. That's what tents cost, ones that won't blow over. And you will receive one of those, one of these T-shirts. You can scroll through them on the website. It's higherlearningnetwork.org, and it is tax deductible. And if you order one today and today only, Indigenous Peoples Day, you'll also get one of these T-shirts. How about that? So you get two for the price of one. This is the Higher Living, Higher Loving, Higher Learning T-shirt. And on the back it says HLN TV Show. So for $49.95, tax deductible, via the Higher Learning Network. And last but never least, I have got to show you, excuse me, Naima, I got to show this video of this brother.
Oh yeah.
He is so smooth. It has nothing to do with today's show, but I am a longtime Bidwas player and skater, so I just got to show this to the family, because the indigenous man is just too cool for me. I just got to show it to you. Enjoy.
Oh, wow.
Enjoy. And I do not own rights to this music.
Oh my goodness.
Is he smooth or what?
Oh wow.
That brother's too cool. Was that cool or what? Girl, not on these knees. Be sure and check out the Higher Learning Network TV show Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and forever and ever on the World Wide Web at higherlearningnetwork.org. Also on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. But I just had to show you that because that was just too cool to keep to myself. Okay? So please share this video with someone. You'll be glad you did. I just had to show that. That brother was just too smooth for me. I was like, y'all, I can't get out of it. It had nothing to do with the show, but I just had to share it. I had to share it. And now the last thing that I'm going to share with you is the Female Solution promo. So you can tune in tomorrow morning for Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. If you got any comments, you need to leave them now so I can play them. I do see one, and that would be Move Around with Deborah says, the sponsor of today's show, is also World Mental Health Day. Yes, National Online Bank Day and National Walk to a Park Day, National Kick Butt Day. Thank you, Deborah. Greatly appreciate that. See what sponsors do for you?
They give you money for the homeless, and they give you information. So thank you so much, Deborah. We greatly appreciate that. Last but not least, I don't know how this got up here, but it's about to disappear. Be sure and check out the blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, as I leave you with the promo for the shows for the rest of the week.
Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you for being a part of the solution. Naima, did you have a closing comment here?
Yes, I want to send you this announcement and put it up on
the blog
and on your blog, because this, of course, is, as we said, it's the beginning of early voting, and
yes,
want to take advantage of this and get out there and be a part of the parade to the Board of Elections today. So let me see if I can send that to you. So let me see if we got your face. Oh, we go. Okay, all right. And I'm going to put my comments here. Can I do that? I should be doing that. Let me do that.
So while she's doing
that. Is my mic still open?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I sent you, because I know, and I thank her for reminding us, it's Mental Health Month, because there's a coffee shop that opened in Chicago. It's called Hip Hop and Mental Health Helps People to Access Therapy No Matter the Circumstances. Anybody can go to this shop, and I sent it to you.
Okay.
And it's a shop that this young brother has opened up that had challenges, that has opened up a coffee shop. And to be able to give homeless people and people with challenges to come there and receive, just like they have the barbershops have began to have, to where brothers will going to get a haircut can talk about issues, because we need to have these dialogues about things and issues that are affecting us as a people mentally. And so this is what Bobby E. Wright, who founded Garfield's Mental Health Center here in Chicago back in the late 80s and 70s, when he created what was called Menticide. Because looking at the black mental health issues that are going on and how we annihilate each other because we look at ourselves as less than another. And so we have to begin this challenge within the community and looking at how we're going to, this is what Asa Hilliard, that's why I sent it, because he was an educational psychologist. And we have many black psychologists. ABSI is an organization of African-American psychologists that deal with mental health issues, because these are the challenges that we're having, because they take the shackles off the body and put it on the mind. None but ourselves can free our mind. This is what Bob Marley was singing.
Yes, sir. And I want to thank you so very much for that information, and that information is now on my blog at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I am pasting it right now as we speak, but you can see that on what I have here on the screen, Chicago's. Now, why did they just come? Okay, you know, if they had to show a commercial, that would have been too much like, right. Chicago's Coffee, Hip Hop, and Mental Health Helps
people access therapy no matter what their circumstance. And that's a video that's playing, and I'm going to post that on my blog. So be sure and go to zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com when it's over with. It's on ABC7 website, but it's on my blog as well. So the information is there. So you be sure and share this, because we need to know these things. If we don't know it, how can we share it? How can we support it? How can we be a part of it? So please, please share this video. And thank you for sharing this video. Thank us, as Baba Kwame Sunhorse said. I want to thank you all for being here today. Last comment, because I got to go. I got a meeting at 10, and I got to get ready for it.
Yeah, you should be able to pull it up. They're having a national Get Out the Vote motorcade today, starting at 11 a.m. Central Time, of course, here in Chicago. The Rainbow Push Coalition is organizing this, and the words you can pull up on the screen as well. But as part of the national Get Out the Vote motorcade on Monday, October 10th at 11 a.m., motorists will begin lining up at 50th and Drexel Boulevard, headed for the Chicago Board of Elections, and which is the Board of Elections super site, 191 North Clark Street, to register an early vote. And that was according to Betty Magnus, Illinois political director for the Rainbow Push Coalition. So I put that up there on the screen there on Facebook, so you can pull that up for people to see. And if you want to get started with early voting, then you can do that, because you don't want to wait until the last minute and go to your regular polling place, like Dr. Willie Wilson is explaining, that in closing many of the precinct polling places, a lot of seniors, a lot of people with disabilities, a lot of people who work until late and won't have time to go to two or three different places trying to find where they're supposed to go, that's going to really have an impact on the voter turnout and who we end up electing. So in order for us to be smart and circumvent whatever plot it is to keep us from having the strength and the power of our vote, we should participate if we can in the early voting process today. So they're starting at 50th and Drexel at Rainbow Push at 11 o'clock a.m. and driving to the Board of Elections and voting. And, you know, if you have in your mind, or you don't have in your mind who you're going to vote for, fine. I think we're talking, I think that's part of our conversation on Sunday, but, you know, she's talking about how we need to do research on these people who are running. You know, have in mind who you're going to elect and why, and have that information with you on the phone when you go into the polls, so you're not saying, oh, who is this?
Do your homework.
Make it a conscious decision that you're making, because these things matter. People that we are giving authority to make decisions that affect our lives, we need to think about that, just like you think about who you were going to marry. You know, you don't just, oh, he's cute, I'll marry him. No.
Yeah.
You know, so the same thing, you don't put somebody in the position of leadership that's going to affect your life without some careful thought and decision-making in that process. So
keep that in mind, and keep in mind that we got to go. So be sure, if you want updates, go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and you'll see that photo there. That's me. And then you just scroll right down, and you see all the updates, everything that we talked about here today. Share this with somebody. It is our responsibility to do that. So now that you know, you got to share it. And thanks for subscribing and joining us tomorrow morning, Self-Cell Care, Jody Susan, 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you. Thank us. Make it a great day. Thanks for watching. See you back here, right here, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. on Self-Cell Care. Thanks for watching. Make it a great day. Shalom. Namaste. Peace. Love, peace, and hair grease. All right. Got to go, girl. Talk to you later. All right. Y'all have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye, Kwame Sunhorse. Have a great day. Peace.
All right. See y'all. Next time.
In episode. That's all, folks.